It was an unlikely matchup with me in my 20s and him in his late 40s, but with him having been a friend of the family for so long, I trusted him and felt comfortable with him. Even though he was old enough to be my dad, I heard older men were not only more experienced, but they last longer in bed. He also has medical training and a military background, which was of great interest to me. But would he want me? And how do I ask? Soon enough, the opportunity arose. We ran into each other at the local watering hole. He came over and sat by me. We chatted about nothing in particular, luckily, because I had a hard time keeping up with the conversation. My mind kept wandering off, thinking about what I had hoped he would do to me. He noticed my distance and asked if I was okay. I quickly responded, I had too much to drink. Although this wasn't true, it got me a ride back to my house with him. I shyly invited him in for a drink, and he accepted. So there we were in the kitchen. He was sitting to the side of the table while I was pouring drinks. While in the middle of some war story he was telling me, he prompted me to come sit by him. I didn't hesitate, but instead of sitting directly next to him, I kneeled down on the cold tile floor directly in front of him, in between his legs. I looked wantingly up into his eyes and glanced down to the bulge in his pants that was right in front of me. Shyly, I was biting my bottom lip as I looked back into his eyes and slowly began unbuttoning my blouse for him. He said something about my red bra against my beautiful pale skin as he reached for my chest and gently exposed my breast from beneath the lace. He leaned down and nicely began flicking his tongue across my hard nipple and gently, so softly, worked his way up to my neck where he began to kiss me. I was dying for him to take me, and hard, so I whispered, I like it rough, really rough. There was an awkward moment of silence as he pulled away from me, but it was then when I noticed the bulge in his pants had increased tremendously. It was clear his body was saying yes, and it gave me butterflies. I looked into his eyes and asked, can I be your cum slut? Please? Pretty please? I couldn't believe I just came out and asked that. Maybe it was the alcohol. But the excitement of all this made my pussy feel warm and tingly. He asked if I saw what I had done to him. I eagerly nodded. He sat forward and sternly asked if I was being a tease. I shook my head saying no, but before I could close my mouth, he had me by the back of my head, pulling me forward by my hair, face first, into his lap, asking me how I got his dick so hard. I quickly apologized and carefully undid his buckle, unzipped his pants, and reached in to release his meaty cock. It was fucking gorgeous. Before I could lick my lips, he grabbed my head again and shoved his cock deep into the back of my throat. I loved the taste and his fury as he madly fucked my face, bringing tears to my eyes. He released my hair and asked if I was okay. I nodded and told him I like it like that. The only things I wasn't into was any intentional body fluids or blood. Everything else is okay. He lifted his brow in apparent interest and asked to see the rest of me. I led him to the couch in the adjacent living room where I again kneeled before him. I undid my bra and turned around on all fours, put my face to the floor and my ass up in the air while running my finger along my panty line. He got up behind me in one swift motion, his belt pulled off and whipped around my neck. Like reins in his fist, he pulled the belt backwards towards him as he violently ripped my panties off. He ran his hand down my back, along my crevice where he separated my ass cheeks, spitting on my tight asshole and rubbing it in with his thumb while rolling his finger around my wet, swollen clit. The combination of sensations felt wonderful. He continued doing this while pulling the belt tighter around my neck and telling me how I was going to be a good little bitch and take his cock in my ass. I tried to nod, but the tight belt restricted my movements. It was painfully tight around my neck. Though I could breathe, I started getting lightheaded. He then brought his head down and explored my backside with his curious tongue. I couldn't focus. My head was getting foggy. Just as I realized I was passing out, I started to cum very hard. At the same time the intensity hit, he jumped up and buried his entire cock in my ass. As hard as I tried to scream in pain, I couldn't make a sound. My face hit the cold leather couch just as I blacked out, high on a cloud in starry darkness. I soon came to as if I was waking up the next day, but in reality it only had been a minute or two. I asked him if everything was okay. He kind of laughed and nodded as he led me to the bedroom. At the end of the bed, he stood behind me, smelling my long brown hair for a second before positioning me to face the headboard with my knees against the footboard. He made me spread my legs apart by kicking the inside of my ankles towards the legs of the bed and pushed my head down and forward into the mattress, raising my ass up and exposing my little shaven pussy from behind. He tied my sore ankles to the bed legs and my arms behind my back, right at the elbows. He then climbed onto the bed and told me to clean the taste of my ass off of his cock. I eagerly did so, trying so very hard to make it feel extra good for him. Slurping on the head of his cock and sliding and sucking it back into my throat until my lips were tight around the base. I was gagging and my eyes were tearing up. He gave me a little thatta girl and forced his cock even further down my throat by pulling the back of my head towards him. I was sure that either he was going to come or I was going to vomit from gagging so much, but instead he stopped, rolled over, and introduced his ass to me. I went to work right away, licking and gently sucking underneath his balls, working my way to his hairy asshole. I used long, wet tongue strokes, getting into every nook and cranny really good. His cock looked like it was ready to explode, and he let out little manly moans as I violated his orifice with my tongue. I was prepared to take his load however he wanted to give it to me, but he wasn't done with me yet, apparently. With belt in hand, he got off the bed and proceeded to stand behind me. I felt vulnerable being so exposed back there. He snapped his belt in the air and began rhythmically tapping on my ass while occasionally releasing a random but painful strike right across my ass cheeks, making me curse in elation. It somehow got into my head that this was a game, and I found myself trying to count how many taps I had before the next excruciating strike. I began to wince, wondering if a tap or strike was next. The anticipation became exhilarating. I started begging for his cock. I needed to get fucked so bad. He said I didn't deserve it, and snap, another burning strike of the belt. Fuck, can I please have your cock? He surprised me with a swift belt slap on my pussy and then squeezed his throbbing cock into my greeting pink fuckhole while pulling back on a handful of my hair, which drove his cock deeper in me and created the perfect angle where his balls were bumping madly against my clit. He pulled me back by my hair even further and wrapped his strong hands around my neck, squeezing the right spots firmly. My legs were shaking, and I was about to explode again with all this excitement. I felt my pussy begin to massage his hard cock as I started to climax. It heightened in amazing intensity as he choked me into an ecstasy-filled abyss of darkness. He jumped on the bed, which kind of woke me up, and he quickly shoved his juice-covered cock into my mouth. I was still a little out of it when he suddenly pulled out and dumped what to seem to be gallons of his hot cum on my face while holding my head back by my hair and telling me to open my mouth. He emptied every last drop on me and in my mouth, making me lick off every last little bit on the head of his cock. We both kind of just collapsed there in a sweaty mess. Well, not like I could go anywhere. After a few, he untied me, handed me a towel, gave me a pat on the head and left, saying, "Hope to see you at the bar again sometime soon."